I bought her a McFlurry. That's what happened the first
time.
I bought her a McFlurry. And she was eating that motherfucker. And I'm eating the motherfucker too.
You got sick.
And then also, I wake up the next morning, my stomach bubbling and some more shit. You know what I mean? And I'm like, hold on, man. That shit not cool.
No. You're like, what bitch did you give me?
All I was like, tweaking, bro. All I was tweaking hard as shit.
Welcome to this week's episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. We are your hosts, Henny and MLA.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, MLA. How are you?
I'm good. It feels good to be back.
Yeah, it has been a very while.
Why
a
is
very
that?
Very while, because I got sick on my birth month. I want to redo. It's not fair. I want to redo. Like, the day of my birth, the day that my mom popped me out, I get sick. Like, and I was like, damn, it really be like that.
It's been like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. And a half, almost 3 weeks since, since she's been sick, y'all.
Yep, I was going through the motions. Like, I was just out here, like, I listened to sad R&B songs because I was really going through it. Like, I just couldn't catch a break. I was like, damn, of course. Let me just get a redo. Tamar said, I need a redo. And I agree. I want a redo.
Like, yeah, because... for most of you who know, Henny was supposed to do a fun fact about herself on the March for her birthday.
Yes.
And homegirl got sick.
Homegirl, like, got very ill. That was a...
I was sad, too. It was only for me. I was, like, looking out the window like, damn, homies, she out.
All right. I think I'm going to do one... I think I have one more episode
to do the interesting fact.
So
I ask the question for you?
Yes. Henny? I will do two facts, actually, to catch up.
Okay, cool.
So I think that's fair.
That's fair enough for me, too. So, Henny, what is a fun fact? What are your two fun facts about you?
Well, my first fun fact is that I have two very big fears, phobias, I would say. One, I do not fuck with earthworms. I hate earthworms, yeah. Which means I don't like rain like that, because rain brings out earthworm season, and I'm not with it. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I witnessed it.
Yeah,
I thought she was kidding.
I will run, and I'm not even joking. That's probably the fastest I'll ever get chasing her. And Malay said I run weird, so it's not pretty. It's like that girl from Taken where she flies.
You just the first time I saw you run from earthworm, and I was like, I thought you were kidding. And then I saw you run. I don't know what was funnier, the earthworm situation or seeing you run. Damn, Henny, you are ugly.
Yeah,
she's like, ah!
I had to go. It was not happening. And then I don't like, also another phobia of mine is I just do not like Dubai.
What?
I am very deathly afraid of Dubai, which is why I will pay extra money to just go around it, like not touch nearby, because I just don't fuck with it. And people ask me all the time, like, why? And I'm like, first of all, like, there's something unnatural about it. Something about it that just makes my skin tingle, and I don't fuck with it. If it tingles in the wrong way, it ain't right, you know? So I have to step back on that shit. Like,
so you will never...
I don't even look at the map of Dubai. Like, really? I'm not with it. Like, I don't get near it. So when people post their pictures, I'd be like, okay, I guess I'm not going to look at your stuff for the night.
You wouldn't even look at, like, Snapchats of Dubai?
No, I don't. It gives me the wigglies.
So, so my question is, like, why are you afraid of Dubai?
I just have no idea. I watched some documentary a long time ago, and I was like, yeah, this is causing my anxiety to raise up. I'm not with this, so.
It's just the way the buildings are built?
Yeah, I think it's just, like, the weird islands. Like, yeah. I just don't fuck with that shit. Like, I'm not. Like,
you ain't
I'm
with
not
it?
With it. I'm not with it.
Mm.
So yeah, Dubai. And also, it was built by slaves. In 20 years, it was built by slaves. I'm just not with it.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you think it got built so fast? It ran by slaves. They would kidnap them and basically, yep. And then they would have them work.
I had absolutely no clue about that.
They even still do it. It's still done today. So yeah.
Is that
Dubai.
The whole Libya trade, the slave trade? But it was like
no,
prior
it's more
to
like
that?
People come for jobs and they kind of like they just scam them and all of a sudden they'll take their passport away. Barely any food, and out here working in hot conditions. You know it's really hot.
Yeah,
it's hot
absolutely.
As hell in those conditions. So I'm not. Yeah, I don't support that shit. So
we learn something every single day.
Exactly. Just know where you're going, okay? And then another fun fact to me: I'm a sunglasses connoisseur.
Yep,
I have maybe. like 68 pairs of sunglasses.
68?
68. I think I counted a couple days ago. Because I'm at this point, I have two. You've seen my case.
Yeah.
I got two fat cases. And there's like 18. There's like 18 sunglasses in them. They're probably right now, I double stacked them. And they're all different types of sunglasses. They're all weird as shit.
No. I think you have a great sunglasses taste.
Thank you.
I think you do. I think it's like, it's one of the most interesting things about you.
Thank you.
I've never met Henny. At first, everybody thought it was weird because she just kept on ordering sunglasses over and over and over again. And I was just like, okay, Henny.
Yeah.
This isn't an addiction. But then like when you see it with the fits.
It's so addictive.
Like her sunglasses, there is your fit, but then Henny sunglasses add to it.
Yeah. I brought all my cases with me.
On vacation.
Four-day vacation. I know what to bring.
A whole case.
The whole thing is coming with me because you never know what outfit you're wearing. And you'd be like, okay, you know what? I got to impress a cute boy. So I'm about to wear these sunglasses because you know I'm about to look fly as shit. So why not?
Thank you, Henny.
Thank you. And that is my edition of the fun fact of the week.
The March.
March Madness. The March
Henny's
Madness fun
birth facts. Month.
Yeah. I'm so sad about my birth month. I will Diddy redo it. Don't even sweat.
You got summer.
I'm Diddy redoing it.
You got summer.
I'm Diddy redoing it.
Cool.
I'm coming back.
All right, Henny. Thank you so much for telling us about your fun fact and catching up our viewers about, you know, you being sick and your fun facts. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Should we dive in?
Yeah. I'm excited. I want to dive in. So this week's episode is titled An Evening with the Avatar.
Ooh, the Avatar?
The Avatar.
Hi, Avatar.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Thanks, Henny. So, Avatar, why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, my name Avatar. I was born with this name. Thank you.
Hey, very short.
I thought I was short with intros. But Avatar's like, it's Avatar, period.
That's it. It's a wrap. Period.
That's all you want people to know?
Send that nigga to jail.
Period.
You hear me? Motherfucker don't act right, they go to jail. You hear me?
So, did you get your name Avatar from the show?
TV show
Avatar?
Yep. I got lined up one time.
That's your favorite character?
My hairline looked like an arrow.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, you look like the motherfucker. I was at Duxie, they're like, man, you look like the motherfucker Avatar. I'm like, damn, bro, motherfucker, we fucked up. You feel me? I'm like...
That's such a good nickname, though. Mm. That's such a good nickname.
And you got
and
named
heard some
after
shit nicknames.
Yeah,
really?
I've heard some shit nicknames.
No, I'm saying you got named after like one of the greatest shows.
Yeah, no, I love Avatar. I love
bang.
So is Aang your favorite character then on the show?
On the show, no, I think it'd probably be Zuko or
Zuko's
Toph,
my favorite. Yeah,
Zuko. I had a crush on him.
Really?
I don't know why. It's
a cartoon.
The way he carried himself,
cartoon.
I was like, "This is hot. This is so hot."
And that's why it's a night with the Avatar. No, but I like Toph too. The little blind earthbender. Yeah, I liked her too.
She was the earthbender.
Yeah, she
with
was
it.
Tough. Yeah,
I remember
she was
blind her. Okay, cool. So Avatar, for most of you who don't know, Avatar was our last guest on our radio show, and me and Henny really do enjoy him. I think he's a great storyteller.
Anyway. He's a fantastic storyteller. The stories, the shit that he tells us,
it's
legendary.
It's fascinating.
We still talk about it.
Yeah.
We still talk about it.
And we still laugh about it.
We always laugh about it. We
like,
damn.
The lactose intolerant.
Yes.
And I want to get into that.
Yeah,
moment.
That story. Yeah, so we brought Avatar back because we just enjoy you as a guest. And I think that your life experiences are really interesting.
I appreciate
you go through... I think like a lot of similar stuff that a lot of young men go through, and I'm always interested in hearing what our community and young boys around your age are like experiencing.
What the fuck they thinking?
Yeah, you hear me? That's what he said.
You hear me? What the fuck they thinking, bro? I ain't gonna lie, I regret the last couple of years of my life, but.
We'll get into that. Don't say, don't tease him, Avatar. Tease him.
Give him a little
teaser. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're headed to. But before we do that, Henny,
I want to start a segment called Popping Off with the Questions.
I love you.
So I'm going to start the first questions easy, and then we're going to get a little bit into it, get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. So first question I guess you have is, what is your favorite movie, TV show, song, any of those?
God. My favorite movie, I'd probably have to say, would be probably Get Out. That was a really good movie.
How many times did you watch it?
I watched it like 3 times, I think. Or It, probably. But like...
You like It?
I fucked with It. Because
the
scared
remake
me.
Or the original?
The original. Scared the shit. It had me running out of my crib, my mama's crib, at like 4 in the morning because I seen a nigga in the bathroom. And that's a whole nother story, oh God. Hey, that's a whole nother story.
I've never seen it. I don't like scary movies.
The original movie terrified me.
Nigga, I was scared, bro. Like, it was like we watched the movie, then my mom was on something. Nigga, I'm like eight. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you watched that at eight?
I was like a little ass kid, bro. Mom, it was time to go.
How'd you get a hold of it?
I don't know. I have a whole bunch of older.
I think it was on Sci-Fi, right? Yeah. It was always on Sci-Fi.
It was always on TV, and then I had a whole bunch of older cousins. That's why.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I was kind of like the last one of the older cousins, and I kind of like the older ones to the like young
the
ones,
new
you
ones.
Know, you know what I
mean? Yeah. Okay.
You know
what I mean? So middle.
So like I'm like yeah, but I'm like.
By is there such a thing as like a middle cousin? Shout out to all the middle cousins. Avatar's the middle cousin.
I guess. I got all type of cousins. You hear me?
That's your favorite movie, and then Get Out is your most recent.
Yeah,
favorite
more
movie.
Recent. Get Out. Is
okay. Favorite song of the.
Favorite song? Whoa. Out of the newer music, probably it'd be Sada Baby. Sada Baby going crazy right now.
I know, we played it earlier.
Yeah, Sada Baby going crazy.
You knew right the now. Lyrics real
it's
well.
It's like Sade, but it's Sada Baby.
Yeah, Sade.
Maybe, who's Sada Baby?
Sada Baby some rapper. I don't know.
He's a rapper?
Yeah, he's okay. A rapper, yeah.
I don't know.
I think one of our guests earlier had
talked
about Sada Baby.
Oh, I know who Sada Baby is. Shoot with the sticks. No, that's
Sahab.
Oh, it's not. Okay, it's not the same guy?
No, it's not the same.
Never mind.
That guy's kind of like more like Atlanta, like Young Thuggish kind of rapper. And then the dude I'm talking about is more like a T Grizzly, like New York, you know, Detroit type rapper. You know
okay.
What I mean?
I am so lost.
I thought I was good. I thought I knew my rap game.
There's a lot of different genres of rap.
I would say Lil Baby. This is my favorite rapper. Since he came out, I don't know what it is about that boy, but it's like,
crazy,
I just enjoy him and Gunna a lot.
Oh, I fuck with Gunna.
I like Gunna.
I was listening to Gunna before I got locked up. Motherfuckers was like, bro, you're weird as fuck, bro. You listen to some weird ass shit, dude. Like, that's what always, it's always
and
like
then they pop and off and you be like, I told you. Like,
that's why he's an Avatar. He foresees it.
He foresees that
the future.
Shit. He knows.
100 years into the future.
He said, a guy named Gunna.
Well,
it's
like,
gonna
yeah,
pop
no,
off.
Like I was listening to, I'm not gonna toot my own. I'll be listening to a lot of shit before I dropped though.
So who's an artist right now that you think is on
right
the come up?
Right now, that's on the come up right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably L. Hitler.
What?
There's a rapper called L. Hitler, bro. I swear to God.
Lil got it.
I had to look it through my.
Lil got it.
I had to look through my Apple Music.
It's like Yo Gotti, but Lil got
Lil
it.
Lil got it. Yeah, right here.
I have no idea who this is.
Lil got it, and he go crazy kind of. He has a song called Drip School with Dirk. It's more of the features.
He got Gunna with him, Hood Rich, Pablo Juan, Lil Dirk. Yeah, I don't know who Lil Keed is. So he's
Lil
out
Key
here.
Lil Key go crazy too. Lil Key's another up coming one too. Lil Key,
I'm kind of with music for some. I don't know. I feel like I'm tapped out with music. I feel like I used to be interested in finding out like underground rappers and all that type of stuff. Like in high school, I was heavy on like my favorite thing to come to do like right after school would watch what do you call it? The beef? What is it called?
No.
Six and Park Freestyle Fridays.
No, I used to come on YouTube and I used to watch people like freestyle. And then like it was a serious
what?
Like underground. They used it was the underground freestyle.
You talking about like nigga, your mama?
It was
she put her nut breath in her underground.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, randomly garbage here,
but no, it was like the environment and the culture there. Like it's the audience that made the freestyles
exactly,
10 times
exactly.
better. If you wanted an audience to hype you up, that's where you wanted to be at.
Exactly.
And people took it so serious that people like got shot and all that. I enjoyed it because it was the first time I was interested in like lyricism.
Yeah.
So that's
all right. If you enjoy lyricism, who's your favorite rapper? Who would you be? Who would you prefer? Not favorite. Who would you prefer? Tupac or Biggie? If he was a lyricist.
Oh
shoot!
It's easy. It's an easy answer.
It's Biggie.
Of course.
I know. It's Biggie.
Biggs, of course. I fuck with Biggs. Tough. Way tough for him too.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't care for neither of
them. Yeah, I know. I don't even know a Tupac song.
I'm like, what? Saying,
I swear to God, I don't know.
What?
I swear to
God. I know so much Tupac songs.
You can play one right now. I know a whole bunch of Biggie songs.
California? What about California?
I was actually just...
Dear Mama? You have to know Dear Mama.
No, I did not.
You know that a lot of these rappers that they way back in the 90s and stuff, they took so many samples from 70s disco songs?
Like 70s disco music?
Yeah, that's how Biggie's first hit came from...
Yeah, they let me see. The Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre song is one of the really big one, Gangsta Love. That one is a sampled song. Hit 'em Up is sampled. Hit 'em Up is sampled by Dennis. Dennis Edwards, like that's an original, and that's one of my favorite songs.
I had no idea.
So a lot of these, like back in the day, like even Ice Cube's "Today Was a Good Day" is a sampled song.
Wow.
So back in the 90s, they used to sample a lot of 70s, 60s disco, like even 80s songs.
Yeah, white people music.
So no, they're mostly black. They're mostly black. They're black artists.
Black people disco.
Yeah,
where you been?
Y'all dead ass, bro.
Black people had the disco age. They own that shit.
Oh, Avenger, yeah, where like James Brown, right?
No,
was he more like, was that's more like soulful, funk? Was right? That was more funk, right?
Yeah, that was more soul. Funk is kind of when we're getting into like Prince, and I think disco is more like I'm trying to think of the artists.
I can't think of one single. I'm sorry. I don't
know. Like, I think disco, a little bit Six of nine. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah. That's my shit. Do you remember?
The tiny first night.
Hey, that's my shit.
So a lot of disco songs are very common, like the 80s. Even just popular artists had some disco hits. Or you know,
I had no
like,
idea.
The Jackson 5 had Blame It on the Boogie. That's a great disco song.
I do
song.
Like that song.
I like that song a lot. So, I mean, that's just me. I'm a history. I don't really know a lot of rap songs. But I do know a lot of older songs.
She does.
I could tell.
Very talented in the art of older music. So
what's your second pop-up question for Avatar?
I do want to know. Okay, Avatar, I know you don't... you said that you don't really date. You never really took a girl on a date.
No, really.
I want to know, like, what's your ideal date if you could take a girl out a date, you know? You really like
shit,
this girl,
like,
too.
How much bread you got? Is this
now,
that's
let me
a
tell
lot
you, you really like this girl. Like, this is a girl you were
oh,
talking
no, it's
to
not
for
about,
a while.
It's not about the girl that has the bread. I'm saying, like, how much bread do I have? Like, if
well,
I have,
how much would you spend on a girl on a date?
Oh, wow.
How much would you spend? Please.
Less than 100.
Wow. No, not less than 100. It depends.
Less than 100. Why are you spending that much money on a first date with somebody?
Oh, first date?
Yeah.
I'm not spending the dub.
Yeah.
First date.
No,
she
ain't your girl.
$20? You're
going to
spend $20?
I'm spending $20.
So Applebee's two for 20.
Oh God, bring the extra $2. Boom. 22. Boom. You smooth. You
no
rocking.
No way. I can't believe it. What would you guys go afterwards to a park for a walk?
Hell yeah, nigga. On the side of the river or something.
That's a real cheap date. And
the
honestly, not bad. You could go biking. If you had $40, you can go biking with her too.
Or what about the scooters? Then now they have those scooters.
Oh
yeah.
I'd much
like
rather
those.
Do the scooters.
I love those scooters.
Shit.
Yeah, so I'd rather do that.
Love it.
Will you ever bust your shit on one of those scooters?
No, not yet.
That shit hurt. Oh,
really?
God. Oh, shit
I actually spread. I hurt. I was in Arizona and I scratched the shit.
Like,
I scratched the shit out of my ankle. And I was like, damn.
So you really, time out. So you really going to take her to Applebee's 2 for $20?
Dead ass.
On your first date.
Good, that's a good. That's like a blessing.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I want to know because I was on Twitter recently and I saw something and it was basically how a guy had asked out a girl.
What did he do?
He picked her up and he did his Uber Eats. It like he ran his Uber Eats
with her in the car.
With her in the car.
That's smooth.
Shut up!
That's
no.
That's smooth.
No, he's working.
He was working on the job and he had.
He's
her.
On a date. Yeah. Shit. What?
Avatar.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Avatar, no.
That is like the worst date I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and
that's the worst date I've ever heard of.
I wouldn't do it. It's just, I'm just hearing that since it's been done.
He literally tried.
I'm not surprised.
How are you going to take somebody out on a date and then take them to your work? You're literally on a shift.
She got mad, right? She was like, drop me off. She's like, done.
Somebody, wow, imagine all the makeup that has been into. Imagine all the outfit that's been into. And then all of a sudden, you are literally just going to take her on a shift. That's so disrespectful.
And he tried to say, like, he's like, these girls are so stingy. He's like, you know, you can never, the right queen would wait for you. It was on Twitter.
Damn, you gotta at me with that type of shit.
He's like, the right queen will wait for you. And I was like, hell no, throw the whole man away.
Trash.
He is gone.
That is so disrespectful. The fact that you ask somebody out on a date and you're supposed to just take them out on a date and then you decide to get, hey, I got a shift to finish. Come on. That is so disrespectful.
It is a shit date. So, I mean.
That's top worst 10 date. Probably like top worst dates I've ever seen. That's worse than blind dates. Remember blind dates?
Absolutely.
The streets are hard, y'all.
So, where's your ideal? So, what'd you say was your ideal date? 2 for $20?
Yeah.
Avatar, it's your ideal date. This is your dream girl that you're on. No.
You got the money
first date.
But, like, it's like my dream girl type shit?
It's your dream girl.
This is the woman.
Isn't that like, you know, like
your dream girl. Like imagine a girl that you want right now, and if you had the opportunity to take her on a date, Like, talk to her. Tell us what you would do with the girl. Like,
oh, my God.
It's your ideal
love,
date.
What kind of love are we talking about here?
I take him to a place called Cassetta's. It's in downtown St. Paul. Okay. Next to the XL Energy Center. Mm. It's an Italian restaurant. It's a really nice place. I've been there when I was a kid, and then I went there recently. Right when I got out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also I went there recently, and it was a really nice restaurant.
Cassetta's.
Yep.
You hear that, fellas?
Cannolis, all type of shit. You feel me?
Italian restaurant.
Italian,
like real Italian, from
the mud, Italian type shit.
Ooh.
Like murals on the wall and some old shit.
Like candlelight.
Yep, all type of shit.
Ooh, that sounds romantic.
All type of shit. It's supposed to be romantic. I don't know why I was doing that when I was a kid.
Are the lights dim? Because I don't like restaurants when the lights are too dim.
No, it's like it has really big windows. It's like those old ass Roman paintings and shit. You know what I mean? So like it has huge windows. So like at nighttime, yeah, it's gonna be.
Is it like a vampire vibe?
Yeah, more like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's supposed to set the mood. That's the whole purpose, to get you guys to be right in front of each other. There's a candlelit dinner.
Yeah.
You know, you got the food right now.
That does not set the mood for me at all. It's too dark in here.
Do they have music at the spot?
Yeah, they have like a little, you know.
Do they have a guy with the violin coming out?
Piano and violin.
So I'm gonna it's really set in the mood.
I have to check it out because usually I really hate dark restaurants.
And it's not that expensive. It's not expensive at all.
Oh, that's good.
It's like take a dub, two people, you straight.
Really?
It's fancy?
Yeah, and it's fancy.
And food's good?
Food's bomb as hell.
You hear that, fellas? Now you got a woman to take.
Ooh.
Come on. Ooh.
So Avatar, that's smooth.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I like that one a lot.
Tasty, smooth.
Come on.
Sexy?
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really sexy?
It's smooth. I don't know about the sexy. I don't know.
what are you wearing at this date? You gonna put a suit on?
Hell no! I ain't wearing.
So the vibe that you set out. What? How would
maybe
you dress?
If anything, probably like, you know, like
a Nike tracksuit.
No, that's just if it's just.
Come on, Emily.
Those are expensive.
They're expensive.
I'm not denying they're expensive, but and I wouldn't. Yeah, the first time seeing your girl.
Nah, don't.
It depends how fresh it is. It depends on
you. Better not wear a naked tracksuit on your first date.
Because drip coming all type of whoops, you feel me?
Ooh.
Coming all type of whoops.
I feel like I would accept a Nike tracksuit if you're going to like a burger spot.
Yeah,
That's all I'm accepting.
Maybe like a park or something like that. If we go biking or something like that, then I'm totally down with whatever, you know, because I'll probably be wearing something casual.
Are you talking
about non-casual shit?
Yeah, I'm talking about a date, like a first date. Of course, I want to look good. Like
first date, I'm wearing casual. I'm going casual.
All right, that's good.
I'm not gonna cap to you. I'm probably gonna be wearing like a champ jumpsuit or something.
Okay.
Or maybe.
Did you say jumpsuit?
Jeans. I'll probably just wear jeans. Black jeans.
Okay, there you go.
Like I'm wearing right now. You know, black jeans.
With
like,
just a button up shirt.
Yeah, with a button up shirt.
And a jean jacket, maybe.
Yup.
Okay.
Like, boom.
Boom. There you go. Me?
Would you ever wear a romper?
I don't know what
a couple
what
years
that?
A romper is like it's like a full like it's a like
jumpsuit?
A full
it's a jumpsuit for men
it's a jumpsuit
nigga, that's
for
what
men.
They do in jail nigga you wear
yeah,
rompers in jail
but yeah but this one goes short tight. it's like knee length
on some dress shit like some, no it was not
is it because your ass is big
yes but no at the same time no
how you know Avatar's ass is big
I don't know most Somali guys have thick asses
no cap actually no what the fuck am I talking about I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about Hey, that shit over with, man. Hey, that shit over with. Hey, skirt. Hey, bring it back.
No, I'm keeping that. I'm keeping that. So, Avatar, you kept on talking about being back in the joint. You kept on mentioning that.
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
Like, just being in and out of jail, you know?
So how did your experience with jail first start?
My experience with jail first started off when I wasn't really on shit when I was a little kid, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I was really just smoking weed and cooling it in the hood and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Cooling in the buildings and stuff. But apparently, you know, motherfuckers get in your head. Motherfuckers try to make shit seem sweet, make it seem like it's not. There's no repercussions to it, you know?
Mm.
And then you start hitting licks and you start doing this and you start, you know? And
so you started getting in trouble a lot more?
Because you're searching for something, you know? You're searching for something. I don't know what little kids, I don't know. I don't even know my damn stuff. What we searching for? We searching for something. And we can't find it. We use drugs and other stuff to, you know, kind of feel
escape
that
the
you know what I mean yeah
to, environment
yeah to make it seem like yeah at least we're benefiting off of something you know at least we're doing something with our day you know you know what I mean
so was there a lot of peer pressure from older people
no I feel like the older motherfuckers be on some hey shit you have to hide and sneak around and shit because they be on some all oh, they want to share everything with you they want what you have you feel me
okay
so older motherfuckers are not They don't.
So they're not kind to the kids.
They are kind to the kids. They're so kind that you become they befriend you. That's how kind they are. They're kind to the point where they just want everything from you. But
so it's manipulation. It's like manipulation.
Yeah. You know, if you have the opportunity, you know, motherfuckers do that, bro. Sometimes they do it subconsciously. Sometimes they do it knowing what they're doing. You know, it happens.
So they take advantage of, like, you not being knowledgeable about what they have knowledge on.
Exactly.
Oh, so they feed off of that on kids.
Like if it's a little kid, you're talking about, oh, bro, I got 2 for the 25. I got, you know, trade 5 for the 40. You know, so you like, you a little kid, you like, how much do I get for 40? And they could be like, oh, I'll give you this. You know, and they give you some little skimp bullshit. And then, you know, you walking off and you got all the bread and, you know, you up now and the little kid think he happy, but really he got played. You know?
Oh. So that played into part of.
I played a lot. Like motherfuckers was doing that all the time. I ain't gonna lie, I did a few times.
More than a few times?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you gotta just help the little niggas too, because you don't want them just throwing away their life. Because I have a couple of homies that just ended up throwing away their lives, you know, killing somebody for no reason, you know, and they just throw away their whole life. You got 20 years in prison.
Wow.
And they're like, you know, little ass kids and shit. You know what I mean?
Are they like over 18? No, or they're all, younger they're than 18.
Younger 18, like 14, and they're getting 15.
20 years in prison? Yeah,
14, 15, 16. Young as hell.
Wow.
Do they go to juvie and then they turn 18?
They stay in the juvenile building, but they go to court in the adult building.
That makes no sense in my eyes.
Because they want to charge him as an adult. He was charged as an adult. The reason was a little dude. He did some weird shit. I don't know. He ended up killing somebody that was older from the hood on some weird shit. And when he killed dude, he, you know, it was like just a weird sense of how he felt like he accomplished something. But that's not something you should want to accomplish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you should want to accomplish, you know?
How would you know? Because it seems like the environment that not only for you, but those kids that are in, and then there's somebody older who's taking advantage of your innocence. Mm-hmm. How do you know when something, because you said that you thrive off of, like, you think you're benefiting something.
Yeah.
When do you know that there's no benefit to it?
When you notice after you hit rock bottom. Once you hit rock bottom and everything around you crashes and you're done with everything and you're just tired. That's when you know, like, yo, there's no reason for me to be even dealing with these type of situations. Like, I should be done with this. I should grow up, you know?
How do you make that change? Like, what does it look like?
I don't know. A lot of people don't even make that change. A lot of people die.
They die young?
A lot of people die young. A lot of people don't even have the chance to change. A lot of people die young.
If you're, let's say that there's a kid who understands the environment that you're in, what would your advice be for them?
I give these advice to the same kids all the time. I could put like 20, 30 little kids right now on my phone right now that be hitting me up all the time. Like, what's up, big boy? I tell what you want. What you doing? What's up? Let's get off the perk. Ooh, they know I don't do that stuff no more, you know?
Yeah.
But they'll still ask just for me to kick a bee in the car with them, you know, have fun with them, crack jokes. You know?
So they're looking for guidance.
They want a role model. They want a role model. That's what they want. They want somebody to be able to be like, to look at them proud and be happy, you know?
Mm.
And me, I'm not going to lie. I'm just a happy dude in general. So when people see me, I'm like, oh, I'm already hyped. You know, like, what's up? What you been on?
Yeah.
My nigga, you feel me?
So your energy is different for them.
But I still sit them down and I talk to them seriously, though. I do sometimes. I do. Especially if it's like something serious, tragic happens and they're like, yo, and then, you know, and they're going through it or something. I'm like, bro, you know? Like, a lot of my little homies, they haven't really experienced death like that, you know?
Aww.
But, like, now, since the little kids are getting killed and stuff, that they're starting to experience death and they're starting to get a taste for vengeance and revenge and all that, you know?
Aww.
At a very young age, you know? And that's not good. That's not something that you're supposed to build a taste for at that type of age.
So how does that type of trauma, I mean, if you've ever seen that type of trauma at a young age, how does that affect your mental health? Because I feel like if these little kids are killing at a young age, I just wonder how this affects their mental health. I feel like that's probably what leads to the drugs and probably leads to all of that.
Trying to run away from it because they don't want to face this
or deal with any sort of counseling or even just like any form of therapy in order to address this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just wondering, what steps did they take? Did they just go straight to the drugs or?
Drugs is fun at first when they say you have fun doing it, motherfuckers.
So when they're witnessing their friends die and stuff.
Yep.
Have you ever seen an instance where that has taken a toll on their on somebody's mental health?
Like a 15-year-old.
Like a young child. Like if these kids are, you know, 13, 14 years old.
And they're
still
friends.
Developing.
Yeah. It can happen to people older too. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You know? I have a friend in Harissa, my man's dad. When he died, my mom was in the car when it happened, you know?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
So he was very, very traumatized. Right now, he's a totally different person. It's been like, he works full time, doesn't kick it. But like, when you kick it, it's like all love. You know, like, I'm one of them homies that you see like once in a while, and then you'll be like, oh, what's up? And it's all love still, you know what I mean? So still cracking jokes, having fun, laughing, smoking blunt or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but like, keep your distance.
But like, no, it's not like I want them to keep a distance or anything. It's just that's what he's doing. You know?
Yeah, he's keeping his distance.
Because of that trauma that happened with his friend, exactly. And your friend too also.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
so that changed him.
I be mad at him sometimes, but I can't be mad at him. You know, I be mad, like, but I, you know, it's like the same shit with me. But like, I'm not, you know, I'm not changing up. But at the same time, he changed for the better. It's not like he changed for the worse. You know, it's not like he, you know, went further into this. He backed out completely.
That's good for him.
That was his wake-up call.
He backed out.
Do you think that, like, people, when situations like that, like a friend passes away to trauma and all that, is it more common for them to do what your friend did, which is step away from that lifestyle, or is it
they deep dive into it head first, nose dive. And all type of drugs, everything.
You know? How do you take that trauma and then how do you use it? How has it affected you, like, mentally? Has it made you more conscious, like, hearing about that type of stuff?
No, I tend to do the opposite. I just act like nothing bad's happening. And I just
you block it out.
I just focus on the good. It's not like I block it out. It's just I focus more on what I have rather than what I don't have, you know?
Okay. That's good. That's an interesting outlook.
I like that. So those young kids that are being taken advantage of, you share the same experiences with them.
Yeah. I feel like it was a lot easier when I was growing up. Now motherfuckers want to be gang. Motherfuckers want to be cool. Motherfuckers want to gangbang. Motherfuckers want to claim something. Motherfuckers want to have something to fight for. So that's why
it's territory?
Not really. Actually, people, motherfuckers don't even care about the areas. It could be anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to happen anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. And it does happen everywhere.
It's so you are sharing the same experiences as they are, but then you ended up...
But it was a lot more smooth with me. Like, I didn't really had to be on some super tough gangbanging. Oh, I got a gun. I'll shoot you in the face. You know, like...
Aww.
Like, I had to be all tough. And actually, I was just smooth. I was just always cracking jokes, being cool. So I had the same energy like I have right now.
So how did that, like, you getting in trouble and stuff, how did that lead to, like, you going to jail, like, your first time?
Oh, how did I end up in jail? Hitting licks, being thirsty, wanting money, dry as hell, needed bread, pockets empty. You hear me?
Starting to a rap song.
Sounds like, yeah, it was turning into a rap song right there.
I'm dead ass.
So hitting licks, what is that?
Like, you just steal anything that you can get any kind of money from, anything. Like,
and then you sell it?
Yeah, flip it. Yo,
Your first jail experience teach you, though?
That you have to be held accountable.
For your actions?
That you have to be responsible. You have to know what's going on. You can't just let shit slide by and think that...
You're not going
to
get caught up.
You're not going to get caught up, yeah.
Did you go to juvenile or...
No, I've been to juvenile one time and it was only for a couple hours. I think it was like a curfew ticket or something when I was a young kid or something.
Okay.
But then after that, that was the only time I've ever been in jail. Then I got caught up for like burglaries. Like I got caught up for home invasions and robberies and armed robberies and shit like that. And then that's when I was like my first time in jail. And they were talking about like my first court appearance. Like, so like basically you go to jail, they change you out. You go through booking. So they take you to jail, they get you clothes off. They get you in the least amount of clothes you have. So like if you have a t-shirt on, like you see I have this, they'll take this jacket off me. They'll take my jeans off. I'll have my boxers and I have a t-shirt on. And I'll be sitting there. They'll change you out, boom. Then they'll get your name. Then they put your whole thing so you can get like a pin, go on the phone and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Give you that shit. Then after that, you go through there, you go do your fingerprints, all that extra shit, make your one phone call or whatever. Usually it's like 30 phone calls, you know? You be sitting there for like an hour making phone calls, you know?
Really?
I'll be on that bitch, rocking that bitch, like, what's up with y'all? Hold on. I'll be calling like 20 people, like just letting everybody know, I'm gonna know what's going on, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Boom, you get up to a 36 PC is probable cause. Probable cause is like if they're trying to charge you something but they didn't yet, you know?
Okay.
So like everybody goes there first. So like, so if you're sitting 36 PC and you've been in there for like 24 hours already, then you probably smooth, you know?
Yeah.
But like if you've been in 36 PC and they come in with papers like, oh yeah, here, and your papers, you charge papers, and it's a wrap, you know, you've been charged, you know, then you're gonna move to general population. That's when I get moved to general population, and I spent like 6 months in there fighting a burglary here. They dropped it down from a home invasion to a burglary over here.
Okay.
Thank God. And then over there, they dropped it down from a robbery to a simple robbery. So I was happy. I was thankful for those two. Those two really sweet deals compared to
that. How did you feel like just going, because this is your first time doing it. How did you feel like that whole process of it?
Well, I was ripping my hair out. I was tweaking hard as fuck. I was tweaking so bad.
How did you keep yourself like positive in that?
I read books. A lot of books.
You read books?
What kind of books?
All type of books.
Yeah, you know, Avatar, you did tell me that you read the whole Game of Thrones. And yeah, I told you I'm trying to watch Game of Thrones right now. And we were literally in the car ride on the way here. And he's like, this and this and this. And I was like,
wait, how many books are there?
And you know what's funny? He never watched a TV show.
Oh.
So I don't know how they look like. Nothing.
So, Avatar, I told you, like, the show's...
Dang, I wanted to compare what you read, and then if you saw it, I wanted to know if they would, like...
So you could do that right now. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to read...
No. The books are long as shit. The books are all, like, over 1,000 pages.
Wow.
That's just...
Each book
is over, like, 1,000 pages. And they're, like, really small, printed, really tiny. Like, yeah. Pages would be like, whoa.
But you liked it enough to finish all five of them.
Yeah. I have none but time.
you were into the story. And it's the same. You never watched a TV show, so I wouldn't know if it's the same story.
Yeah, that's why I was like, okay.
But I mean, I already talked to him about like season one, and he had said a lot of the same things that I was talking about. And I was like, okay, so they really go by the book. Mm-hmm.
Do you plan on watching the TV show? No? You'd like it on.
You don't want to watch a TV show? Why not?
I don't know. I just don't want to watch TV show.
Is it because you have some sort of idea in your head of how everything goes on and you don't want it to ruin You don't want it to ruin,
That too. And kind of, I just don't like regular people TV shows, you know? I watch weird shit, you know?
What's that?
More to reality
like,
TV
like,
stuff?
Like Naruto and shit. Like Naruto, anime. Dragon Ball Z, anime and shit.
I forget he is an anime guy.
I like him. I like anime.
I don't really be watching regular TV shows.
Oh, you just like the anime? I don't know much about anime, so I don't know.
We talk about how I watch Full Metal.
Man, that shit was cool. I fuck with that.
I watched Death Note in like 3 days.
Oh yeah, I'm rewatching it right now.
I fucking love Death Note.
I love Death Note so much.
And you know what? I watched the Netflix one. I was incredibly disappointed. I should have known from the trailer. The Netflix version was just
the movie.
Yeah,
like the anime, like the real people.
Yeah, they made the live action movie. It's terrible.
It's so gross.
It's American.
Yeah,
and I hate. Americans always think that they could take anything. And it's
L
like,
is black.
Yeah.
L is black. I'm like, what?
They had a little white boy as light, and I was like, come on. Like, that gotta go. But yeah, no, Death Note.
I'm just like, I don't know nothing.
I like anime.
You should watch it. Death Note. It's a dude that gets a book, and then he can write anybody's name in the book, and they'll die. However he writes it.
And sometimes he does, like, he's so fucking smart because he managed to fool me. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, he manages to fool you. Like, he makes it. Bro, you have to watch it.
It's twisted.
Wait, is it on Hulu?
It's on Hulu, Netflix. He makes people commit suicide, make them walk in front of buses, all type of shit.
This is an anime?
He's just like a regular high school guy. And he's like a low-key sociopath. And then that's really scary. Is this FBI. He's kind of like this guy who's like a cop.
He's like a super
cop. He's smart as shit.
He's a psychopath too.
He just hangs out. Yeah, he's definitely.
So it's too crazy. Guys.
They work really well together. Guys. Like if they were
and
friends.
They work in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them's trying to prove that the other one is, and he's trying to prove that he's not. You know.
Yeah.
And they work together, and then it's crazy. Like they be beating on each other in some motion.
Yep. This is kind of interesting.
It's a great show. I love that show.
You should watch it.
Okay, I'll give it a try. So, besides reading books, like, what else did you do to keep yourself, like, in a positive mindset?
Crack jokes, read books, play dominoes, play dice.
I want to learn how to play dominoes.
I got y'all.
Teach me how to play dominoes.
You told me to bring cards. Yeah. I didn't bring cards. I forgot about that. Sorry.
I was just saying this earlier when we was at the crib. I'm like, bro, we need cards, bro. Ooh, I
completely forgot.
Can I ask if you play Uno?
Yeah, Uno's a smooth. Yeah, I play Uno. When you in jail, motherfuckers play Uno in jail.
Uno goes in. It's a personal game, too. It's a personal game because I get affected.
I play with myself.
No. I mean, like, when they hit you with the draw four. Like, you get really, when they hit the draw four, I'm just, my whole heart just dies.
Hey, y'all don't play it like where motherfucker could drop two, and if I had two, I could drop two.
Yep.
And you kept dropping two as motherfuckers, the next thing you got to pick up like 18 cards.
Yeah, and if it's the draw four and you got the draw four, the other person
gets it.
You
got to grab eight,
I hate that shit. I'd be like, damn, now all of a sudden you got like 16 cards, and you
had two and shit.
And you had like, or like when they shuffle it and you can switch the deck.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate that one too. I love Uno. I just recently had to learn how to play Uno. And
what?
Yeah, Wait, you recently learned how to play Uno?
Yeah, I learned how to play like last year at a friend's apartment complex. I had no idea how to play it, but they play it differently because
everybody switches Uno rules. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It depends on who you're playing with. They switch it up all the time.
And I hate that because it's just like, isn't there a regular standard version? Nobody listens to that. Nobody. Because my clients play it differently, and I'm just like.
They play the straight pathway?
Yeah.
Mm. Totally. So what did you do, I'm curious, to after you got out? Mm-hmm. Like, how was that process just coming back into, like, the real world?
I was supposed to be on probation, but I had to run every single time.
Why'd you run from probation?
Because I didn't want a motherfucking grown-ass man telling me what the fuck to do, you know? Okay.
Like, yeah, but you do know that you have serious consequences.
But fuck the consequences. That's I don't know.
So you were on the run from your probation.
Every single time. Every
how
single
come?
Time.
You just didn't...
Every single time I went out. You know how many times I've been in and out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And every single time I just go straight
out. Did you always get caught up every time then?
Yeah, you eventually. You have course, to. You can't leave the country. You can't leave nowhere.
When did you start taking probation serious, then?
I never did.
You never did?
Never. I ended up just doing all the time that was over my head.
How come you never?
Why
like,
would you be willing to go back to jail? Yeah, then face the just go showing up probation.
I don't know. I have no idea. I just didn't want to deal with somebody. I
you
hated
just
that.
Like authority.
No, it's just that dude was just such a bitch. Like.
Oh, so you
just, like it was just an authority issue. It was like every single thing he scrutinized me. Like he purposely make me do, like he'll be like, oh, I need you to be here over here at 4:30 when it closed at 4 o'clock, and I show up at 4:30 and I'll be like, what the fuck, you know, and it'll be closed and he'll be like, oh yeah, I could send you back to jail for that. And I'll be like, nigga, you serious?
Can you
bro?
Switch probation officers?
I've been
accident?
Trying so hard. I could not find out how to. My mom was even telling me like, yo, switch. My mom even knew that nigga was a bitch. Nigga would pop up at my, the first day I got out, nigga popped up in my crib, bro, knocked up on my door, boom, boom, boom. I open the door. I'm tired as hell, you know, because you get out like 4 a.m. when you get released from regular, you know, jails and shit. 4 or 5 a.m, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I got released, I'm cooling it, chilling. And it's like, you know, by the time it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm probably taking a nap or something, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And then
and
a dude came knocking at my door. I come wake up upstairs. I open the door. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is you here? He's like, oh, you look like you're high. I was like, nigga, I was just sleeping. Like, why? What's up with you? He was like, no, you look like you're out of it. You look like you're sedated a little bit. I'm like, man, if you don't get on my face with that.
Your white voice sounds so good.
Is Dave Chappelle?
You look like you're sedated. Like, damn, that sounds really good. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he got me with them customer service boys.
So when did I'm curious into. So after you got out, when did like drugs started becoming a part of like your path that you were on?
Every single time I go on the run, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm gonna get high as hell. Every single night, you never know when I'm gonna get caught. I never know when I'm gonna get caught.
So you're treating it like it's your last time.
Yeah, every
night.
Every
time you were like,
every
it's my
night,
last time.
Every night, I treat it like it's my last night out. Wow. Every night, just go crazy. Like, I'd be out till like 4 or 5 in the morning, come back home. My blood ain't even blood. It's like lean and opiates and, you know what I mean, all type of weird shit. You know what I mean?
When did it like, increase into lean and opiates?
Like? Probably within, like, since, like, 2017, 2018.
So it's recent, then?
Recently, yeah.
Oh,
recently.
Okay. So
before then, it was Zans.
It
was motherfuckers popping bars every day. And I'd pop, like, 10 of them at one time. Like, 10, 12 at one time.
Wow, you know that's, like, hella dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
What do Zans do? Out of curiosity.
It's a downer. It's for anxiety.
Okay.
So, like, you just,
and people
you don't
just
even care.
People would abuse it.
Okay.
Abuse it.
So did you start off with like first like marijuana and then
yeah,
it slowly
first weed,
started getting into
then
it?
I think it went into like lean because I remember the first time I tried lean when I was in like high school and shit. I think like I was a junior or something. Okay. And then I tried Zans and shit like I think in high school too. Perks was really after I got out of high school. But like yeah, I was off drugs in school. I didn't even know how I finished school to be honest.
But aren't you worried that the pills that you're getting is like either laced or fakes?
That's sometimes a part of it. I'm not gonna lie to you. Some,
is that more common nowadays?
Now, yep. It's a lot more common.
It's a lot more common.
It's normal. Female women, young girls, it's normal now. It's normal to sniff a perk.
What's the difference between like the synthetic one and then the real one?
The synthetic one hit hard as fuck. Like it hit so hard it didn't even make sense. Like it's like like you about 10 of them motherfuckers. High as hell. Like you don't even understand. Like if you would have seen my man's, I'm not gonna say no names. If you would have seen one of my man's last night, he wasn't even making coherent sentences. And I don't know, he driving. And the nigga driving, bro. He behind the wheel tweaking, bro. Talking about, oh yeah, what's up, man? Bro, when's the sun coming? I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about, bro? I'm smacking the shit out of dude. Boom, 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 boom. But why are you smacking me, bro? I'm like, bro, you're not making sense, bro. You need to get home.
Why didn't you get behind the wheel?
Nigga, it's not my car. Nigga, I ain't getting pulled up for nobody. Nigga,
that's still risking your life. You still putting yourself in danger.
No, I wasn't riding with them.
You wasn't riding.
Yeah,
with
I was on the block. I was on the block. I was posted up on the block.
Oh, I was like, oh my god. I was like, that's still like your life then.
No, I wasn't gonna hop in that car.
So my question is. I'm curious as to, so synthetic has been growing a lot more.
Synthetic, it's been growing at a crazy rate. The craziest I've ever seen any type of drug evolve in my entire life.
Wow.
It makes more money, I'm guessing.
And making a lot of money. Dude, you can make one pill for like $4, and they sell it for like $40. That's the 100% profit.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I wonder what that does to, like,
your psych.
I remember, Fatima, who was one of our guests, talked about how, I don't know if it was on, I think it was off air, we were having a conversation, and she talked about if your family, let's say, for example, has like bipolar, right, disorder, and it runs in your genetics. She said that if you start off doing drugs at a younger age, that she says, let's say that you were meant to get bipolar disorder like at 50, you would get it at 24 because your body start. Now I'm just curious as to if kids are taking like synthetic, if that
synthetic,
how, well, how much that, how that's gonna affect your whole entire body.
Psych. Motherfuckers don't care about the future.
They don't.
Motherfuckers do not care about the future.
Why do you think these kids are just like interest? Like, why are they more interested in like what are they running away from? That
it's not that they're running away. They're running towards something. It's not that they're running away from.
They're
something.
Not running away from it.
I don't know if they're running away from something. Everybody has their own situation.
Yeah,
but, demons.
But
when you say
mostly they're running,
running towards
something.
What are they running
towards?
They want
to run towards having like a sense of family, having a sense of people that's proud of them, having a sense of motherfuckers like whenever they see me like, oh, that's my nigga. You know what I mean? Like, that's my little nigga. I love that nigga type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what they're running toward. They want to have like, you know, friends and shit. You know, I don't like, you know what I mean?
So they're looking for like belonging.
Yeah. They're looking for somebody to like, you know, to look up to, you know, to look up to, someone to talk to them, motherfucker, you know.
Just have a conversation.
Just conversation. Yeah. Just conversation. Motherfucker be like, oh, that's a real nigga. That's my brother. It's because you had a conversation with them. You know what I mean? And you never even did nothing for them. You know what I mean? They'd be like, oh, that's my brother. I love him. Woo-woo.
Do you think that, you know, with Somali moms, do you think that they enable the behaviors of their sons? It's true when you see boys versus women here, like boys versus girls, like they are a lot stricter on the girls. And that's probably where, you know, they get most of their education. You know, they'll go to the school and stuff like that because they don't want to fuck up. But versus these boys, when they allow them to go outside and allow them to kind of hang out with their friends, coming home at different types of night, like, do you think this sort of behavior of enablement is probably what's making it worse?
So the Somali moms that were raised over there are expecting that their kids over here are actually doing something. Really, they out there, you know, getting money. You feel me? Like, doing some other weird shit. You feel me? Because this next generation of moms that's to come that were born here and raised here, they're not going to have none of that shit.
Of course.
They're not going to have it at all. Mm-hmm. They're not going to
Do you think that...
They're not going to go for a whole... Come on. Damn near every... Come on, man. There's more Somali kids that's out here doing drugs and then there's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know it's true, and that's how they have fun. Like you said earlier, like, what would you do for a date? It depends. Like, motherfucker, one of these girls out here off the yerks, like, come on, shorty, what's happening? I got a yerk, you feel me? I got an RP10, what's happening? I hit the White House, you feel me?
What? I'm gonna assume that I know this.
I have no idea.
You for real? You serious?
I heard yerks. bits and pieces, but then I literally...
I lose you. I'm not gonna lie. I lose you.
I think I either zoned out.
I lose them.
Or I was just like stunned.
In translation, they pop in something.
Yeah,
they're
doing something. And there's a lot of girls out here that
just be like, onto it too.
Yeah, and it's addiction, bro. You know?
Yeah. It's an addiction.
It's a genderless, a blind beast. You feel me?
It really is. There's a massive drug problem within our community.
Huge.
And I'm trying
to
figure out.
Drug dealer. It's cool to be a drug addict. That's what it's like.
These days, it's sort of the trend.
Cool. Yeah, it's trend.
And at this point.
With music, too, remember, I don't know who said it, but they said that back in my days, like, they said that artists, rappers used to rap about selling drugs. Now these kids are rapping about doing the drugs.
Yeah.
And I just, that kind of sort, does that enable it, too?
I don't know if that has some sort of to do with
it. It does enable it.
It does enable it, in your sense?
It does.
Wow.
It really does.
I mean.
Because it's like, it makes it cool. That's enabling, you know?
Yeah.
If it makes it cool, it's enabling, you know?
I'm curious to the... So it's like the addiction's on both sides, where it's boys and girls?
Yes.
Okay. So what...
And I just feel so heartbroken when I see, like, girls, you know? Because, like, me, I'm a big dude, and I've been through with the drugs, you know? And I just can't... I sometimes lose my head, you know? Like, I lose my mind. Like, these drugs... Basically, a lot of these kids out here, they're... job to accomplish by the end of the night is to lose their mind. It's for you to like just lose it, like just be feeling so good that you could be anywhere. It doesn't matter, you know, you could be in a trap crib with roaches and mice, and just if you feel good, you're okay, you know.
So they can be in dangerous environments.
They could be sleeping in a car that's about to explode. It's on fire, and they'll be like, just because if they feel good, they'll do one more year. You know what I mean?
Wow,
that makes me sad.
It's truth, though. Especially with all these fake pills going around right now. A lot of these kids are snatching them up, in love with them. In love with them.
How do we...
I'm not going to lie. I was in love. That's why I was doing the drugs. I was in love with opiates.
You were?
I was in love with the drugs. I felt like it never do me wrong. But it did. It had me fucked up.
So you thought that like the opiate would be like an answer to...
No, it just makes you feel good, you know?
You kind of wanted to escape the reality that you were in. Is that it, sort of?
But you can't. Like, it's sad. Like, you know you can't escape, but you want to try as hard as possible. And then I damn near escaped, but that shit was dead. Lost my mind. Like, you lose your mind over these drugs. Like, you lose your mind completely. You become a follower, ladder bow ass. It's sad.
How come we don't, like, stop one another? Like, in the Somali community, how come if I see another, like, Somali boy who's in the same situation as I am, how come I don't want to, like, want better for both of us?
Especially if they're younger,
That's only to a certain point. It depends, because there's always one person that always tries to stomp on another person. Always. It will always happen forever and always. That's why sticking to yourself is always the best option, you know? Like, you can have friends, of course, obviously high bias. Well, not high bias, but, like, you know, you can have a friend.
Associates, good, like, know, have boundaries.
Like, but, like, of course, you always have to have boundaries, because if you don't have boundaries, and motherfuckers won't respect you at the end of the day. You feel me? You have to have boundaries. Period. It doesn't matter what it is, because if it's like a relationship. If you go in with a girl and you just show her that it's cool for her to do anything and cool for you to do anything,
there's no respect.
There's no respect.
There's no respect for you.
You feel me? Like, next thing you know, oh, she messaged a dude or something, whatever. Ooh. You're like, bro, what the fuck? And you know, she laughing at you, like, haha, what you mean? What are you talking about?
Because you never had the ability.
And you
to
never
set
had
up
the
for
boundaries.
Yourself.
Yeah, you never set up the boundaries. You know.
Yeah.
So it's like it's all depends on the person who it is, and I'm not going. You feel me?
Okay. I see that. So is there like a lot of envy and like hatred one
there's
another
lot,
that you guys just don't want to see each other up because
motherfuckers
somebody...
want to kill each other, man. Motherfuckers grew up together. Motherfuckers that lived on both sides of the fence, growing up together, loved each other, man. You know, got with hoes together, you know?
Yeah.
You know, did all type of shit, you know, went to the movies, all type of shit, grew up, their parents sipping shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then one goes to one side and then one goes to the other side. And now not, oh, I want to kill you. Oh, I hate you. Oh, you're a bitch. Oh, yeah, your mama said this. Oh, yeah, this. Oh, yeah, you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just
what
sick.
About the group of friends, though? So, like, if you're all a group of friends and you're doing the same thing, how come one, like, how do you guys, like, stop one another? Or you just are like, you know what? My life is this, my life.
Yeah. Nobody stops it.
Nobody stops it?
If anything, they want to contribute.
Really?
Really. If anything, they want to contribute. Oh, I got $40. What's up?
I'm taken back by it.
Wow.
So my other thing, you and I were earlier talking about how one of the reasons why you were doing drugs is because you said that you were angry at yourself.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
It was mostly a jail situation, because there's been countless times where I'm like, man, at least, like, man, I might not have a job or I might not be doing this, but at least I don't have any felonies on my record. At least my record's straight. At least if I wanted to do something, I could go do it.
Yeah.
You know? But now, like, since I got a record and then I got stigmas and boundaries placed on me, and it makes me really not angry but disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
You know? More disappointed than angry. I'm not going to say I'm angry at myself because I'm not an angry person.
Yeah.
You know? But I'd be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets disappointed.
That's true.
Something you got to live with.
So the disappointment is what kind of lets you just doing more of it?
No, really, I was on probation. That's why I don't know why the probation is just, like, shit. I was really angry during that time in my life. But I was only on probation for like a year or two, like 2 years, probably 3 years.
That's short.
They gave me like 5 year probation, but since I finished my time, since I executed and I finished all my time, they were like, you know, you're off probation. You know, once you leave this building, you're your own person. Police can't harass you. Because when you're on probation, you got to report every single time a cop pulls you over, every single time you have, anytime you have any, like, conversation with a police officer, you got
to
report it.
Oh, you have to report that?
Yeah, you have to report that. Yeah, like, there's a whole bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of things. Every single time you can't go to these certain neighborhoods, you can't be around these certain people, you can't be around other people that have cases like these, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing that, you can't be over here at this time. Some people have curfews, and it's 7 o'clock, like, oh, 7 from 7. They can leave from 7 in the morning to 7 at night.
Oh, wow.
And if they're caught after that, it's a wrap. You're going to jail.
So the restriction on you is, like, not just on you, but anybody on probation. That restriction is, like, the reason why you, like, you know what? I don't care about breaking it.
Because exactly.
Because
you feel like you're going to go back. You feel like you're going to go back regardless.
I completely understand, because as a human being, like, I would be mad, too, because I'm like, yo, there's this, like, I did this. I understand it. But, like, why is there so much restriction on going here, going there, doing that? I completely understand.
I can't kick it with my friends no more. you know, because I'm
labeled, it's a lot of rules.
I'm labeled a gang member, and they're a gang, and they're in the same gang. So if they catch any pictures, and you know, it's gang task force driving down the street taking pictures of motherfuckers, and you don't even know it. You just standing there. Oh, what's that smoke on the square? Are you sitting there shaking up your homie? Motherfuckers take a picture of you, man. Next thing you know, you got a subpoena to court. What? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You go to court. Boom, now they slapping pictures of you and gang members on the table.
Wow.
And you're like, whoa. And they're like, oh yeah, you're on probation, right? Oh yeah, you're going to have to go do time for this. Simple as that.
Wow. That's insane.
I'm taken back by that. I had no idea. So my question would be is, how did you start change? Because you stopped doing all the things that you've done in your past. How did that transition look like?
Lonely.
It's okay.
At this point in my life.
Growth is lonely.
At this point in my life, motherfuckers they're tired, you know?
Yeah.
They're tired of me still acting like a kid, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of it too, you know? So I might as well pick my pants up, you feel me? Wear the belt.
Yeah. Start.
Put the overalls on, you feel me? Yeah, be accountable, be responsible.
So Avatar, you talk about you talk about how you've been through this, the drugs and jail and this life that you were living in the past, and how you're done with that shit. You've moved forward from that.
Alhamdulillah.
So what? Alhamdulillah. How was it? How was the process for you?
It's easy, smooth. Alhamdulillah.
Really?
Wallahi, it's easy.
Because don't you wonder if you were addicted to drugs? You know, a lot of people who are addicted to drugs, it's really hard for them to wean off of situations like that.
Something serious has to happen to you before you can realize
everything. A total life change. Yeah.
Something serious has to happen to you.
Okay.
When it's the point when I was where I was.
You hit rock bottom.
I hit rock bottom.
You hit rock bottom.
Something serious had to happen to me.
Period.
And something serious did happen to me.
Okay.
Is that always the case?
That's not necessarily, but there's always, but no, if you was addicted to something as hard as, if you loved it, if you, like, that's addiction, it's love, you know, you love it, you know, you love it, you want it, you want to keep it for the rest of your life, you want that feeling all the time, you know, you love it.
So what was your process then?
My process, I don't know.
So something serious happened. What's then, the first step of change after that?
I'm on the first steps right now. It's just everything just seems gross, you know? You come out of jail and it's like what the fuck I was doing? That's just nasty. That's just disgusting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a motherfucker smoking a cigarette and I'm like, bro, that shit nasty as hell. Like, you know, like, it's not nasty like that. Like,
you shouldn't smoke cigarettes in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fuck around. I'm gonna fuck around. Still hit that bitch. Like, I'm like,
every once in a while.
You know what I mean? Like,
every once in a while.
Like, there.
Yeah.
But generally.
So you're in that change. Because you're talking about how because here's the thing. I remember when a lot of things were, changing for me, I was so uncomfortable with my life, super uncomfortable. Like, my whole body and everything in me and just everything around me, I just was uncomfortable. And a lot of the times when something is so uncomfortable, that's when change starts happening.
Exactly.
You're going to be lonely. Like,
exactly.
Make that your friend, because you're just like, I learned to accept where I'm at.
Exactly.
And that's something, it's a really hard thing to do. But it's to be because you want to change so badly and you're in this, your body is just so uncomfortable. You're like, I want this change so badly.
Yeah.
But you have to, the first thing that I did was just, okay, you know what? This is where my life is at
this
point.
I was in the hospital and man, they had me off so much drugs, bro. Like this whole situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had me off so much drugs. I wake up in the middle of the night so high I had to throw up. Like, I throw my brains up. You know what I mean? Throw my brains up in
the
hospital.
That's probably the withdrawal.
No, that's what they were saying too, bro. And I believe me, that shit sucks so bad.
Yeah,
I've never been through withdrawals in my entire life until I went to the hospital.
It's withdrawal.
I've never been through withdrawals in my time. Because when you're in jail, you're not worried about no motherfucking withdrawal. You're worried about your freedom. You feel me?
Oh.
You're not worried about none of that. You're worried about what the fuck happened to your car. You're worried about who the fuck gonna take care of your career. You're worried about who the fuck gonna take care of your family. Who gonna take care of you? You feel me?
Wow.
You're worried about so many things. You don't even think about withdrawals. You don't even think about drugs. You're like, fuck the drugs. I don't give a fuck about no fucking drugs.
Reality.
You know
what I mean? So it's two different forms of reality.
Yeah.
That you're experiencing.
And then when you're out here, it's a lot harder. Everybody around you is doing it. All your friends. You know, all your loved ones.
So you do have a lot of peer pressure here.
No.
It's environment.
Because if I just stayed home, I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
I'm smooth. You know, I don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Like, these guys, my neighbors and stuff at my house, I don't even be, you know, and they're my neighbors, and I don't even be hitting them up. They be coming to me like, yo, what the fuck, what's happening, bro? You okay, bro?
Yeah.
I be like, yeah, bro, I'm straight, bro. What's up? What y'all trying to do? They be like, bro, come through, bro. We just want to kick it with you, talk to you. Ooh.
How you been? to see.
Well, yeah, just to see how it was, you know?
So it's you're in the stages of loneliness right now.
Yeah, and it's cool, and I'm comfortable, and I'm comfortable with
that's
it.
That's good.
And I'm comfortable with it, and I like it.
Solitude will get you further in life, because once you understand your own solitude, it will be easier for you to know who's bad and who's not for you.
Exactly.
Like, company-wise. Because you're just like, I'm good off on my own. Why would I want to be around you if I'm good on my own?
Mm-hmm.
So something that you're gonna learn it.
100%.
It's when I tell you it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, it's the best thing that's ever happened. So once you're comfortable with who you are and where you're at and just like your own self, like you just like why you will know the difference between bad company and good company, because if you treat yourself so well and you have so much respect for yourself, you have boundaries for yourself, when somebody violates it, you just know right away. You're like, well, hold on now. I don't treat myself like this. Who do you think you are?
Exactly.
So it's like it's a great experience.
Like this is a saying in jail. And you didn't even talk to the bitch like that. Motherfucker like motherfucker try to talk to you like you a bitch, but they don't even talk to their bitch like that. You feel me?
Oh.
You feel me? Like they don't even talk. They talk like, I love you, baby. You have a 20, sweetie. I love you. Woo. And they want to get all tough when they get in the, you know, in the cell, like, bitch ass nigga, scoot over. Woo. You don't even talk to the bitch like that.
You love my life.
You know, like, bro, come on. You don't even talk to the bitch like that. Don't talk to me like that, bro.
I like that. What's your favorite, like, to close it off, I would say, what's your favorite thing right now about your process? Like, what do you love so much right now that you're enjoying?
What I love is just the solitude. I love just the quietness. When I'm just relaxing and I'm just, you know, and I'm not worried about what anybody else is doing.
So what are you normally doing? Like, you watching some TV?
Yeah, no, normally, I do, like, the normal stuff I do, like, you know, Instagram, you know, Twitter, Snapchat, you know, like, normal shit, like, everybody else.
It would be weird if you didn't, like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, I'd be...
Afterwards, like, I read books.
I do read books in jail, though. If I had a chance to read, like, I was reading the third Game of Thrones books on the outside when I was out here, but I didn't get that far into it. It was just, the third one is really slow. Third and the fourth one, I think, are the slowest two books.
Mm. So you said you're enjoying your solitude.
Yeah, I'm my own company. Just enjoy seeing, like, you know what I mean? Open the door up for my sister and my brother and my mom, you know?
They come spending open the time door. With people who really matter.
Yeah, my mom, I love spending time with my mom. Like, nah, I just go kick it where she be at. Like, she be kicking in the living room. I just go kick it with her.
Your mom is amazing. That's my nigga, bro. That's my woman right there. That's my girl.
Shout out to Avatar's mom.
You are the shit.
Where would you, my last question would be, like, where would you see Avatar 5 years from now?
Inshallah, I'm be with that. I'm gonna have a family by then, probably. Yeah. I'm gonna have some good breasts stacked up by then, inshallah.
Inshallah,
good for
you. I'm gonna have a family and everything by then.
Inshallah.
Probably a kid by then. You never know.
By a kid. Ooh.
Never know.
Ladies, Avatar can take you to that Italian restaurant spot.
Or we could go to Applebee's.
Applebee's 2 for $20.
2 for $20.
We're really back to advertising. Applebee's. Can y'all let that get
going? Listen, Applebee's appetizers. Let's be real, honey. You and I. I would hit up Henny.
Forced me to go
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Every time
it's the same wing. She always gets wings and she'll get wonton tacos for $5 each.
Wonton tacos?
Everything is the same thing. MLA is the most predictable woman you will ever see when it comes to food.
I know that.
Yeah, that's because you're not hanging out with her all the time. I see her all the time. Let the wonton tacos go.
I refuse.
Those wings aren't even that good.
Listen, wow.
They don't sound good.
Wow. They're not that good.
Is it like a burrito?
Henny.
Like an actual, like, sauce. Bro,
those wings
are not that good. Okay. They fucked you up like 3 times.
Okay, it was one time.
Your stomach was arguing.
One time.
My stomach was grumbling.
I was like, Henny, we gotta go. That's the last time I had Applebee's. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was bad. I feel like maybe it was your vibe, bro, that got me. Damn it, Applebee's again.
Last time I had Applebee's, I had a girl pay for me.
Oh,
me too.
I had a female pay for me.
It's nothing wrong with a woman paying for
you. No, it wasn't my girl, though. My man's was on a date. It's like if me and...
So you were a third wheel?
I was third wheel.
Avatar, will you let go of being... I was a third wheel. I'm not going to lie.
I ain't going to lie. I was a third wheel.
Have you guys ever been a fourth wheeler?
No.
That was me.
I'll
tell you how you... I became a fourth wheeler, okay?
How?
I'll tell you how. So check this out. It was in high school. It was 4 of us, right? It was 2 of my friends that were dating, and then there was my best friend at the time. So she had a crush on the guy, and then they go back, basically, right? And then now he started dating her new friend. She became friends with the girl that he's dating, you know?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. She likes the guy. The guy likes the girl he's dating. The girl he's dating likes him back, but he kind of sort of likes the attention that my friend gives him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to invite me to bowling. They said, hey, Malay, like, why don't you to come through. And my friend was like, yo, I'm going to be lonely. Please come. And I was like, why are you with them in the first place? But I was like, okay, me being a good friend. I was like, okay, fine. She said, she told me literally, she said, I'm not trying to be a third wheeler. Please come with me. I was bowling with them, right? Mind you, this is how I became a fourth wheeler. They were all kicking all to themselves, all three of them. And I'm like, anybody gonna bowl? Anybody?
And then, oh yeah, yeah.
It's me again.
I would have definitely bowled with y'all.
Anybody gonna bowl? Anybody? And then it was I was bowling the whole time.
They're out here. They
and they were just sitting on the, you know, the bowling.
Yeah, the
tables. They were just ha ha kiki. And I looked at my friend like, bro, how did you make
ha ha kiki?
How you hack day in a relationship? I'm supposed to be your dog, and she left me out, bro. I was everybody. Anybody? No, again, me by myself. So that's how I became a fourth wheeler, you guys. Thank you so much for Avatar for coming, though. This was such a great episode.
This was a fantastic episode. Honestly, an evening with Avatar is a part two will be coming soon. Inshallah.
Always.
I have to come through.
Always come through.
You know, I love to come through.
You know that this office.
And like I said, he's a great storyteller.
Fantastic.
I haven't told no story.
Just your experience that you were telling and the way that you tell it, I think it's really interesting. Because it's like, what you experience is so, like, common.
But
people don't get to hear about
it. Thank you for being very honest about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all, nigga. Come on, man. I want to come through again. Come on.
Part two
will be coming real soon.
It's the afternoon delight with Avatar.
Right now it's evening time, but afternoon to night.
Delight.
In conclusion.
These niggas. Y'all funny as hell.
You know that every episode, we always end it with a lady of the hour and a gentleman of the night.
Whoop, whoop.
So, you know, it's just basically us giving a shout out to the people of our dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, just tell them how we feel. So, Emily will start first because she already knows right off bat.
I want to give my gentle of the night.
Yes.
To Chris Hemsworth.
No! Yes! Absolutely not.
You said, at least I know who I'm starting off with. Relax.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. I really thought about it, and I was like, Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Oh, that's my nigga. I fuck with
See
Thor.
What I'm saying? Like, listen, imagine walking outside and just looking like
Break
him.
Break my heart.
Henny, mind your business. You always on every guy I do.
Because I never was on the Victor one, but Chris Hemsworth.
Victor L. Depot? Okay. Yeah. Glad he's doing really well. The recovery's going well, y'all. But anyways, this is mine.
I'm going to let you slide. I'm going to let you have
Anyways, okay, so Chris Hemsworth is my gent of the night. I seen a picture on IG and it said he was arching his back taking a picture of an animal and somebody said face down, Asgard up.
Asgard up. That's funny because I read a lot of Thor comic books.
I could have stopped laughing at it. And then I really thought about it. I was like, man, imagine like if you go outside and you look like Chris Hemsworth.
He is so
like you look like him. Like you step outside and it's
I was reading
gorgeous man.
I read Thor. I read the whole Marvel whoop. Every single of my favorites probably Spider-Man, Thor.
Yeah.
And
I would want him as the Thor costume,
I like the
though.
Villains more. I like the villains more because, you know, there's just like a stigma about them, you know?
I like villains too. I like villains and superheroes. That Who's your fun. Villain? If you had
the hour,
the villain that you root for, the villain of the night,
probably Galactus. It's like he's a centennial thing. Like he's huge. It's like he eats planets and stars and sun. And he's a huge dude. And he just travels the cosmos.
So where's this? Where's that from?
Where's the Galactus? It's from the Marvel universe. It happened. He touched down on Earth. There's a few times he touched down on Earth versus all the other Marvels like Thor and all.
So it hasn't been introduced yet.
No, it hasn't been introduced. I've read the comic. Believe me, there's millions and millions of comic books, and I've read like a lot. Every single time I go to jail, I read a shit ton of comics. I get like 10, 20 of them at one time, and I just be in my room reading comics all night.
Whoa, I had no idea.
Yeah. Comic books.
Henny and him are into the comics and the anime.
My nigga,
So who's gonna go Avatar Henny? Who knows their person?
Who's your lady of the hour?
I guess Vanessa Hudgens. She's decent. Oh God.
She's decent.
Oh,
but
God.
She's your lady of the hour.
Yeah, because like she, you know, she not on none no more. You know, she not in the movies and all over the front pages no more. You know, she's kind of just like
just quiet.
One of them quiet. You know, one of them
she
quiet.
She looks like a young Jennifer Lopez for some reason because they did the movie together.
Yeah.
And then I was like, she reminds. I don't know just why.
Like her, yeah.
She reminds you of
she does.
Did you ever crush on her High School Musical?
Yeah, back in High School Musical, back when I was a kid. Yeah, I did.
I hated her character so much.
Gabriella.
I hated her character with my whole soul.
She was so mesquite.
Sharpay was everything.
Annoying.
Sharpay was everything.
Sharpay was a motherfucking...
annoying to you?
A deep claw. A deep claw. You feel me? A scorpion, my nigga.
She was a scorpion.
I love Sharpay.
I don't know. I like the guy who made creme brulee. He was such a minor character.
Chris, the blue dude.
The cooker.
Was Cordon Bleu? No, yeah. Is that a school?
I love
is that a school?
Yep.
That's a nigga name, man.
I loved him. I had the biggest crush on him.
Really? He was such a minor character.
Yeah. High School Musical 2 was better than the first one.
The third one. I watched all three of them.
The third one's all right. It's on my last one. But High School Musical 2.
Even 3 was good. No, song wise, 3 was phenomenal.
I think High School Musical 2 was the best.
We gotta rewatch them.
I think 3 music wise, 3 was bomb. I think Bet On It is my favorite song from High School 2. No, but I'm saying Bet On It is like probably a really
how many times
song.
Have I heard Bet On It right before I took a test? And I knew all the dance moves
I'm
too.
Gone.
Like,
yeah, you funny as hell.
Yeah, I know the whole movie.
I ain't never. I used to be cool nigga in the back. And when everybody watching the movie and shit, the whole family members and shit, I used to be in the back sitting on a big ass couch like, y'all niggas lame as hell, man. Like, man, change the shit. I'm watching this motherfucker like, I'm watching this motherfucker. I'm gonna change the
yo,
shit.
Yo, that was with me with Hannah Montana. Is because Miley at the time was dating Nick, right? And I was like, I hate her. But I was my siblings were watching Hannah Montana. I'm like, why y'all watching this? But I sit there and I watch it with them. I was like, oh my god, what's going on with her and Jake?
I remember my sister. I'll be watching like Naruto or something, and she'll come in the room. She'll be like, I'm so tired of you. You're grown. You should be watching big people TV show. She'll grab it. She'll change it to Hannah Montana. I'll be like, what the fuck? What do you mean grown people TV show? It's because they got real people don't mean shit. Come on, man.
Yo, that's funny. All right, Vanessa Hudgens.
All right, you know what? My gentleman of the night is...
You going to say the motherfucking... And who's that one nigga? The chef? That one nigga? Ramsay Gordon? This food is terrible.
I love the way he... Oh, my God. Gordon Ramsay. I just love the way he talks.
He be tweaking on niggas on God.
I'm sorry, but I love the way he talks and we gotta to finish these it. People.
He talk like he got a gun. He talk like he got like 4 guns.
And it's so hot. Like, I'm always turned on. I'm like, damn. Just go ahead and hit me with those 2 sandwiches right before my head and yell at me. Like, that's hot.
Hell no.
I'm on to him. I'm like, Gordon, I fucking love you. All right, you know what?
That's your man of the night? I just come up with your man of the night.
Gordon Ramsay. Just smack 2 sandwiches right between my ears and tell me you love me, but in the most meanest way.
He's gonna be like,
I'll be ready to go. I'll be like, you know,
even
what,
if he's saying something nice, he'll be like, he'll say it in like the most bogus way.
He'll say it in the most meanest way, and yet I'm just like oddly aroused. I'm like, you know what, this is hot.
Nigga.
I'd be like, you know what, Gordon Ramsay, you know what, you don't even gotta talk like that, for real, like, wife me up.
wife me up.
Vanessa Hudgens though, for real. You know, if you listening, you feel me? You feel me? We out here O2-8, you feel me?
So, yeah, that's my gentleman of the night, Gordon Ramsay. I'm going to stick with Gordon Ramsay. You know what, Avatar? Thank you so much for coming on our show. It is a pleasure to have you, as always.
We loved you on the radio show. Come on, man.
We loved you on the radio show. We love you on the podcast. We love you in general. So,
we love Avatar.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
You know what? It was a great conversation either way. I love having conversations with you, and we would love to have another. We're about to do another part too.
Yeah, I know.
So thanks everybody for listening to the show. As always, take care of your mental health, be kind to each other, and do something good.
Productive. Stop the fucking drugs.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, period.
Period.
Period. Send that nigga to jail.
Send that nigga to jail.